is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul. More Than Existing with Corrie Thorne. Corrie is a mystic, psychic, medium and more. Author and creator of the More Than Existing book and self-actualization coaching program, Corrie channels the wisdom of the ancestors and the divine. Her mission is to make every voice and face matter, for we all have the same light within. She brings the guidance of love in the spirit world, so we here may experience in the moment with awe, wonder with faith and not fear. Please welcome Corrie Thorne back to News for the Soul.
And we'll be opening those lines soon. We see you, callers. Corrie, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be back.
Hey. Let's get you to intro the show and yourself and okay. Tell us what's up for today.
Today I am in this place of pause and patience and waiting and really allowing divine timing as I am waiting for my second grandchild to be born. And this time I get to go in to witness the birth, which is such an amazing experience and such a divine timing. And this is where we are with the moon phase and with the full moon coming up and even being in retrograde right now in that wait and rest and pause. And so this morning I was writing through a lot as I was channeling through for today and the energy that I would be receiving today and picking up. And I was writing about, our emotional and spiritual maturity and how, you know, thank God so many things that I wished for didn't happen in the time that I wanted them, or that, you know, the person that I thought I was and what I thought it I want my future to be, I'm so glad that it didn't appear in my future, or that it didn't work out the way that I thought it should at the time, because I'm not that same person. And so there's a beautiful experience that happens to us when we allow ourselves to be born into to unfold this journey of becoming and allowing divine timing instead of forcing. So today that's some of the energy that we have. And I really embrace that with such love and such appreciation as I'm moving into another phase of life and having another presence of these beautiful gifted women to follow in my footsteps in the years to come. And so, yeah, it's a beautiful day in a way, but it is a day of patience. And on this moon energy, I realized a few years ago that I wasn't as patient as I thought I was. And so I've been really embracing that journey as well of just allowing divine timing instead of me trying to be in control and forcing things. And that's where we're going to start working from today. So it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds in our sessions today in our questions that people come with for us.
All right. Does that mean you're ready to jump in to the calls?
Yeah, why not? Let's just see what we got today.
Feel free to take your time with the caller. We like to go deep. Let's go to 708 first. 708, it's you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My first name is Barbara, and I'm calling in from Illinois.
Barbara from Illinois.
Hi, Barbara. Hello. And are you coming with a question for me today?
I've never been on your show, you know, so I don't know. I saw that you're a medium, and so I guess I was thinking about going what's best for my highest good going forward.
I love that. And that's exactly it, is what is for my highest good. You asked with the key to that portal energy, to that essence of opening ourselves up and allowing. And one of the things that I always bring forth and remind people is that we awaken from the inside. We awaken when there is that essence of the spark becomes this burning desire. And when we think of what is of my highest good, rather than a whole list of things that I want to happen because I have, you know, these wants or these unfulfilled needs. And so beautifully asked. I want to give you that first. And so what is of your highest good moving forward? And when I started to write out your name, Barbara, I wrote down your full name, like Barbara. And I don't know if somebody calls you Barb or if they had a nickname for you growing up.
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like there was a nickname or something they used for when you, that they used to call you when you were growing up.
Bobby.
Ah, okay. And so now, did you like that name? Did you choose it?
No.
Did you not like it at all?
I did not like it at all. I would say I'm a little girl. I'm not a little boy.
Ah, there. Okay. Because I'm like, this nickname, I feel like you didn't want it. You didn't like it. And it starts that sense of being that little girl who's already fighting for herself, who's already finding that voice and going, stop it, but already being disrespected. Because when you say you didn't like it, no one listened to you. So what is for your highest good going forward? And I'm getting this from the strong presence of this female voice, whether she's your higher self, she's your guide, or she's a loved one who is guiding you through. But she's here, and she's just telling me that sense of how you would say, I don't like that. Well, now you have to remind yourself of when you step into going into your future and doing things that you don't like saying yes on times that you don't want to say yes. How often do you say yes to things that you don't want to say yes to? How many times does somebody tell you how you feel? And you're like, but that's not how I feel, or that's not what I want. And so your journey forward and what's for your highest good is to remind that little girl, to remind her all the time that she had an original name and that her authentic self is now time for her to bring that forward. So you are stepping into a time of recognizing what frustrates me. What is those frustrations? This moon that's coming up, this full moon, what the full moon does is that it shines an intensifier, a light upon those aspects. So however we behave that day or whatever emotion is coming up that day, it's not the moon that's doing it. It is enhancing that for us to say, you know, you are responding and reacting from that place. So do you find yourself sometimes, I'm not angry, but you're angry. Do you find yourself in that sense of frustration, but you have been acting it out or believing it to be your identity for so long in your life that you didn't know that you are actually carrying this energy? And so moving forward for you is to recognize the places in your life that still bring that frustration, still have that essence of not being allowed to be beautiful Barbara without having to defend it, without having to justify it, and just be the essence of your own creation. Who do you want to be? What do you want to be? And it's never too late in our lives to redefine that self and to answer the call to our own desires. So what is it inside? What is it that's really calling you? So what is of my highest good? What is that, your question? And the response they have for you is that you listen to you and that you don't, you know, you don't discount what it is that your needs are and what you want to see happen in your future. Because all the times that you were not being heard and nobody was listening to what you had to say. Now you're being heard, and it has always been heard by the right voice. But you stop listening to your own voice, and you start to say a lot of yeses where you needed to say a lot of no's. And now, now I feel like there's a shift happening for you.
Well, I've been working on a spiritual path for quite a while. In fact, I was very intuitive when I was very young. And I think mediumistic in early teens, and it was just kind of too overwhelming. And it was just too much and didn't have anybody to help me manage it. So I think it's more angels that I'm more guided with in the spiritual realm. But I'm a little perplexed about the mediumship aspect of it because it was so consuming and overwhelming that I'm kind of hesitant to go in that direction.
Okay. Let me go there for you for a moment.
Okay.
So when we speak, when we think angels and we think mediumship, communicating with angels, communicating with the spirit world is mediumship. So the essence of connecting to spirit, so spirit to spirit, we are all a spiritual being having a human experience. Right? And so the essence of what we see, so as a medium, the first thing that I tell people is that I'm not here to engage with their human energy. I'm here to engage with spirit, to ask, you know, what is it that this person needs that they cannot see? So I see beyond, and I see the spirit of people before I see their human. So no matter the stories they tell me, I always see the aspects of the angelic being that exists within all of us. So if you change the perspective of mediumship into one of connecting to that higher frequency, so we rise up and out, we move our human ego aside, and we connect to the spirit by allowing spirit-to-spirit connection. What happens of feeling like it's too much is actually your own emotions. And so it is the emotional response that is coming from all that we just previously just talked about that is happening within you during those mediumship experiences. Because what we feel from spirit as a way to receive messages, when we recognize that it's not of ours, it is just this is how they communicate, is that we know this has nothing to do with us. And so we also know that we can say no to spirit. So even though I'm listening to 1,000 spirits at once, I say no, I'm now done. I'm closed down. I'm not listening to you. I'm not communicating these messages, and I'm done. Or only those that are here for the highest good, the rest. All you're doing, taking up space right now. And so learning that the communication with spirit is really no different than with a human. It's learning how to communicate that spirit. Spirit is not the memories of what we're told or what we see in movies of spirit, right? It is a divine light and divine presence. Imagine as if it's a holographic view. So when you have that holographic view of somebody, of a spirit, a soul that had previously been a human, they will give us that projection of the life they existed in. And so they're not that person per se. They participated in the journey through that human. And so the more that we can come from a place of just knowing that we are safe, that we are just a vessel, that we are just this love and light. And the more that we do the emotional and spiritual healing and maturity and mature in our own emotional self, in our own spiritual self, is the less that we are the less that we have that heavy burden that we think we have to carry by being a medium. And so a medium is the bridge between here and spirit world. How we receive the messages will depend on which of the gifts that we are operating from and what we enhance and what we grow. So your connection to angels is, you know, that's them saying, this is your safe place. I started out with angels as well. Like, for me, it was the angelic connection. Well, actually, my first one was, I called it my imaginary friend, Jesus, that I walked with. And
I had imaginary friends also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so those imaginary friends are spirit. They're from spirit world, right? And so they only become a problem when somebody else tells you they're a problem. You only become crazy when somebody else tells you it's crazy. And then you believe the shadow. So when we become like a shadow walker, a light worker, is that we recognize we are walking this world with a lot of people who are living in the shadows of who they are. So they create that identity. They tell themselves their beliefs. They create the fear, and then they spread the fear. And then that fear then follows through. So that beautiful little girl, that teenager who was an empath, who was sensitive, who was intuitive, well, she didn't go away. She just became She just became guarded and protected and just saying to spirit, you know what, I'm just not quite ready for this yet. So this is where the divine timing that I was talking about when I first came in today is that sometimes what is happening is not really that you're even slowing it down. It's the fact that they're saying, when you become the person that you are meant to be to answer the call, we will awaken all of this and you will not know fear. That you will only know from faith and you will trust your intuition and you will not know why you're doing what you're doing. But you're just going to do it. You're just going to be there. And it just starts happening in a new way. So the beautiful aspects of being on our spiritual journey is that we start to connect into that consciousness. Well, spirit is also consciousness, right? And so what you're doing is that you are tapping into the greater consciousness, the place of all-knowing wisdom, which is untainted by human interference, because when the human leaves Earth, the human is gone. There is no more of that human shell that stays, that leaves. But the soul, what it has learned and gained. And that's sometimes the greatest wisdom that they're bringing into us. And in those times of in the pause, it's when it's really, when we're receiving some of our greatest wisdom that will serve in those future days. So your highest, what is of your highest good and what is calling you is that any challenge that comes up, they're saying, don't walk it alone. Call us in. Ask us to step in with you. Because what happens when we start to create our lives is we become the essence of the co-creator. So there's a co-pilot that's walking with us. And your higher self is strongly connected to mediumship. But coming into a deeper understanding of what mediumship means.
Yeah, have faith.
And also recognize that when you feel the sense of being triggered by anything, that's not trying to trigger your emotions for you to respond and react in an old way. It's trying to give you like that heads up of, in that very moment, communicate to spirit and just ask, communicate to your soul self, how do I need to show up in this moment? Who do I need to be? Guide me through. Give me the words. Give me the strength. Give me the courage. Whatever it may be, ask that it be present for you. Ask that it guide you through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you, you have Archangel Michael with you today.
Good.
And I don't know how much you work with Archangel Michael.
I don't really work with him at all.
Oh, well, Archangel Michael works with you, and we're very much in the throat today, very much in that ability to be able to communicate without that frustration. And they keep bringing it back to like a nugget of a frustration story. And it goes back to the little girl who had to keep telling everyone, I am a girl, I am not the boy, right? Like, that's not my name. That's not who I am. So there is something of that fragment of energy that Archangel Michael is cutting the cord to today and releasing that from you.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can free of that and not have to keep digging back into the past going, what do I need to do? How do I? It's like, just give it to me. And so just taking that piece for you today, freeing you of it so that you can truly know that you are the Barbara who was placed here to answer the call to be your beautiful self, to live with the essence of just living in that divine purpose, to just show up every day being your beautiful self and your smile. It is all in your smile.
Yeah, I've never let it go, no matter what anybody said. And the divine feminine was my mother. And I'd say, you can call me that name, but I'm not going to answer. And I had to be 4 or 5. I'd say, no, that's not my name. And my little friends were, oh, just stop that. Or what a long tail my kitty cats have. Just totally dismissing and discounting it. So for anybody else who's had that experience, don't ever let it go. That's their fear, that they're, you know, wondering how you would fit in. You know what? It's not a matter of fitting in. You know, that's their own baggage of, I don't know how to deal with it, you know? And it just, you just gotta hold on to that inner power and connect. Maybe not with humans. I like animals. I like dogs and horses myself. You know, I like 4 on the floor, you know, it's real and it's authentic and they tell you what you are.
Yes,
if you're not being authentic, you'll know real quick because they may not respond to you in the way you want them to.
Yes, exactly. And animals don't have that emotional connection, that response. It's impossible for them to lie.
right.
They can't lie. They don't have that ability. And they act on that primal instinct that they have, but they also have an awareness of appreciation. Horses are the greatest healers. They are the masters. They are unicorns and Pegasus in disguise.
Yeah, they are the best healers. They are the best God's angels.
They are, and they never have to look down to walk. They have a knowing and a confidence that they trust in. And so they know where to step. And that is one of the greatest lessons that we can learn is to stop feeling that we have to be looking ahead or that we have to know what's ahead before we step into that unknown. It's just knowing that we are guided, guarded, and protected in all ways. We will all have to meet challenges. We'll all be in people's fate. But there is something that is guiding us through this journey and trusting that and knowing those guardians are with us, that Archangel Michael walks with us, that we have so many that walk with us is incredible. And, yeah, just the fact that you just spoke up such a conviction of knowing who you really were at such a young age just goes to show the expansion of that energy of the throat chakra right here, right now, that – yeah, and we don't know each other, but we know each other. And that's such a beautiful thing.
And for the people that have children, they say, oh, this is Mrs. Oh, give so-and-so a hug. And I'd say, no, I don't want to. They don't like you. They just act little, 4 and 5. They just act like they like you. They don't like you.
And it's such truth.
So,
like if a child nods their head and says, mm-mm, that's their body talking. The body, respect it because the body will never lie. Never. Those grunts that come from us that, ugh, like that's meaning there is something that they do not feel right about. And how does a child that then becomes an adult learn to trust their own intuition when they are being told to go against it from the time they were little. And so if we allow and we trust that child and just say that child knows what they feel, and maybe down the road they might like you, but right now they don't. And that should be okay with you, because it shouldn't be that shouldn't be defining your day. And so if you let the child be, that intuitive self will never feel as if it cannot be able to trust. And so we will trust ourselves in our choices and decisions if we allow it to be so authentic as a child.
Wow, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for taking this journey today and being present with me. And like, I could spend the whole hour talking with you about much of this. No, no sorries. This conversation was so meant to be here today. You were the person that was supposed to start this conversation with me. We were supposed to open up this energy and to be able to spread this love and light together today, to be beacons. I'm in Canada, you're in the USA, and from one part to the other, we are just spreading love and light today. So thank you for being a part of that. You are
one of the angels
on earth.
And
you're
I will start working with Michael more. I do Metatron and Uriel, but I really don't do Archangel Michael, so I better tap in and tune up.
Yeah, you better tap in, because Archangel Michael is pretty there. And I was like, Archangel Michael's a pretty hot angel, I got to say. Like,
yeah.
Like, pretty, yeah, he's pretty. So there's a lot of beautiful things that come with Archangel Michael. And I feel like he's really here to just say, let me do some of the things for you instead of you feeling like you have to do it all yourself.
I'm all for that.
Right? Yeah. Thank you. Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you for being with
me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Keep in touch.
Bye-bye.
Let us know how it's going. Yeah,
yes.
That was fun. And we're off and rolling. Wow. Okay, let's go to 651 next. 651 415, you're in the wings. 216, you're in the other wing. 651, you're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hello.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
Are you coming with a question for me today?
Yes, I do. It's about a high-rise apartment in Minneapolis. I was wondering, do you see me getting in, moving in there or not?
Have you already applied to move in there?
I'm about to. The waiting list opened.
All right, because I just when you were speaking, a break came into your voice, and I heard a little bit of resistance. So is this something you have wanted and been waiting on, or is this something that you just have a little bit of doubt around?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like,
I'm having some issues with a few people in my life that are kind of trying to keep me put where I'm at right now, and that's not what I want.
Okay, because I'm like, that's the real issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue, that if you even move into the high rise, we also know that, you know, there's that essence of who do I need to be to live there, but also it's the essence of knowing that it's time to leave some of the old life behind. So
yes.
I'm picking up there is issues that are coming up around, you know, you stepping forward into your own life, like something of you moving up and forward into your own life, but still feeling somehow either guilty or obligated to still keep pleasing those insecurities of somebody else.
Yeah.
And so,
that's true.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, you are not the insecure person. And you are the strong, you are the confident, you have a knowing of the direction that you want to go and where you want to be. And we want to lay that out today because it is somebody else's insecurities that are overshadowing, overriding your beautiful light that then will lead you to not be seen in the areas where you are meant to shine and be seen. So if you want to be chosen, if you want to be picked to be the one to get that high rise, to have that place, they have to see you. Because if they see the residues of what somebody else is laying on you, it's going to hold you back. And we're like, that's bull. We don't want that going on in your life. So we're going to the real issue. And I hear what people don't say, not what people say. So I'll give you that the apartment I feel like is there. It feels like it's beautiful, and it's an opportunity for you to actually go into a full relationship with living your best life for you. The sun is shining up on it, and the moon is shining up on this area where those insecurities, where other people's judgments, and where you are answering the call to those shadows of those people, stop responding to them. Stop letting them get into that head. And when we allow people into the headspace, we start to operate from our trying to play God ourselves instead of allowing that God consciousness of self to guide us through. So all you have to say is, I don't accept that. I'm not accepting their judgment or their behavior. I am asking the guides and the angels to place a protection around me so that I can step into my light and that I can charge forward, because there is an absolutely wonderful life. And I keep seeing these, like those great big sunflowers, like those big massive ones, and they're turning up. So they're going towards the sun. And that means that you are also going towards the sun. The place that you're moving into has a beautiful big window, and the sun, it's just like you're going to be like a cat sitting on the windowsill. And the cat is just like this, oozing this sunlight on you. But you're going to be proud of yourself and confident of yourself that you're doing what it is that you want to do. Because you can be healing, releasing, letting go, and moving forward at the same time. And so you're detaching and you're connecting, and we are in this moment. I'm asking that the guides and angels send your beautiful truth of you, your true essence, without any of those second thoughts or doubts, forward onto the, you know, being placed onto that list to know that you deserve to live there. This is where you want to be in life. And I feel like this is the beginning of something more for you. So you have some healing, and you also have some really beautiful, inspirational, new things that are happening that are expanding your life. So it's not that you have to stop doing everything to heal, is you keep moving forward, because the healing is already in process and happening for you. Is there like a pond or something around that area as well, or like a walking trail that has like a center pond?
I'm not sure. I haven't exactly gone physically look at it. I'm just getting on the waiting list.
Okay. Well, your light is shining on that waiting list fairly high. And if it's not that one, there's one that's even better. But it is high. The sun is shining in on you. And I just feel like you're going to see, like, it's either like it's a pondy looking thing, like it's, or it could be a water fountain, but I just feel like it's like, I just see this water. I hear the water is what I hear. So what I'm hearing is like that little trickle of water, that flow of water. And so.
Yeah, I'm very drawn to the water.
Ah, okay. So I'm like, I just keep hearing that water. I'm like, and that's what you need to hear. Like, you need to be able to hear the water, the flow, and you're not going to go into this resistance of, you know, trying to force things to happen, stepping into a knowing that your path, your direction is changing. And sometimes we got to walk alone, like walk with our guides and angels, but sometimes we have to leave others behind or leave behind old positions or old relationships that we keep trying to force or we keep trying to happen, like even friendships. And it's not that you're saying, you know, I'm better than you or anything like that. What you're doing is that you're recognizing that you have outgrown. So you are outgrowing some of the areas of your old life. And there is a new beautiful pathway that is opening up for you, and to just really trust this is your direction. You got your bags on your back already. Like I just see you're already packing, you're already moving, already going forward. And the silver lining to all of this for you is there's an opportunity for absolute happiness within your world.
Yeah, that's a great message.
Right. So release that hesitance. And just let that go and just, I know my direction and that's the way I'm going. I feel that joy in my heart and I'm going to follow that joy. Does that help?
Yes, definitely. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Good. You are so, so welcome. Thank you. And I look forward to hearing from you in the future to find out if you get that showing, but your name is shining on that list. So get your name on there. Get it on there now.
I won't be able to get there till like Friday.
Okay, well, that's okay. It's still in the energy.
Okay.
So, yeah, you won't lose it that fast. It's like, no, just as soon as you can, get it done, do it, and just trust.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you are so welcome. Thank you.
All right. Let us know how it goes. Keep in touch. I think we got time for one more. 415. It's you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne calling from New Mexico.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
So, sorry, just took a drink of water. So, a lot similar to the first caller, I am, this whole year has been some major changes every month and a huge change of direction. And so I didn't expect to be here in New Mexico even a couple of months ago. So anything about going further in my path or seeing what's next and open to in the work and career-wise.
Okay.
Path forward.
So New Mexico is new for you? Because I'm like, as soon as you said New Mexico, I'm like, that wasn't where you were a few months ago. Like that, you've definitely done a lot in a short period of time.
Yes.
Right. And so, and you were caller 415, which brings us up to a 10, which brings us into a 5-5, which is transformation. So you have.
Yes.
And I'm like, you have a lot of things that are transforming in your life, but I get the word, and I get the word transcending. You are you're transcending the old versions of who you once were.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this snake energy around you, and I have this snake as if you are shedding. You're shedding the old skin. You're stepping out of that old energy. And I feel as if you've left behind a lot of history. History that probably is not the prettiest. I'm like, somewhere along the line, I'm going to say this, you had an asshole in your life.
Could that be a friend as well as a relationship?
oh, totally it can. Because, and I'm like, and you were going, and they wanted that of you. They loved all aspects about you and who you were, and then they showed their colors. And it's like, no, they wanted to steal your light and your thunder. And I'm like, and so moving forward, what we're doing as we get new skin, you're going to be raw, exposed. We're not going to be picking up those kind of people again. They are making sure you're not going to pick up those kind of people. They're like, they're like just sitting. If you could see me now, I'm like just sitting. The guides are like sitting up and their shoulders are back. And they're like, that is not freaking happening again. We are not doing that. You are not going down that road, because I'm telling you, there is ones that are waiting to cling on. And it's just like a tick, right? It's like, no, you're not getting in, and you're not infesting this beautiful energy that is unfolding. So where you are in New Mexico is where you need to be for right now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's your forever home.
No, I don't either.
No, it is not your forever home. This is not where you'll be forever, but it is where you need to be to allow yourself to adapt to the version of you that is coming into your sight. So being able to see with your God's, being able to see with your God's eye, being able to see with that third eye, so that, you know, your lenses on those eyes are, you know, not connecting to the old memories and comparing life, but living in the awe of life. What else is there for me to learn? The terracotta, that terracotta color, that I keep thinking of actually like Sedona, Arizona, like in the Red Rocks. And I feel as if there is some real magic in that red rock, that red earth, that red ground for you, grounding you. So it's almost like we're taking the snake energy, we're putting it in one of those terracotta bowls, and we're just like saying, you can go, this old self, you can go rest. You've done all that you need to do in this life. You've accomplished. You're walking into what we call like your second coming, that rebirth. And you are now stepping into the true life. You are here to live.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, and that's a beautiful journey. It don't mean it's always easy, but it's worth it. So it's like wherever you step, wherever you go, you will be seen with like almost like curiosity. It feels like people want to hire you or work with you just because they're curious of you. They don't know how to, you don't even know exactly who you are, but they don't feel like, I don't know who I am, but they're like, there's something about her. I don't know what it is. There's just something about her. And that's what people will be drawn to. So it is the essence of your divine presence and you being able to see yourself with such compassion and such love as you're moving forward. And I don't know if you wear a necklace that has some significance to either spirituality or a loved one or something that has great significance to you, but I feel the power of this necklace. So if you haven't found it, you're going to be finding it.
Well, amber, I do feel attracted. I try and wear amber every day.
Okay. And I'm like, and
maybe it's a different one coming in, but I do feel a lot of, because before I got here, it was a lot of, you know, trauma, and amber really grounds me and calms me.
Okay. Amber is mine. Amber is mine too. And so, you know, amber not really being a real rock, being a real gem, right? It's that form. We get to be whatever we choose to be.
Mm.
The ability to be able to allow imagination to create reality, you now get to be whatever you want. So I do feel like you'll be finding a new necklace. Like something is finding you that has a beautiful design or artistic creation, and I just see you holding it and sitting with it and just saying it will represent the aspects of who you will become or who you're becoming. But you are in the total early stages of that rebirth, like just rising from the phoenix moments, just stepping up and not being the duck, right? Not quacking around, but being the eagle. You can sit around and complain, or you can rise above, and you are rising above. Your wings, your etheric wings, are expanding out so that you can rise above all of this. So this, I feel like this New Mexico journey may be a couple of years,
but it is not the lifetime. The next 5 years, I feel like you're going to feel like you're going to be like, where was I? And how did all this unfold? But there is beautiful magic that is unfolding. There's a beautiful light. And you also have a tie to wolf spirit.
Mm.
And I'm not sure if you have worked with the wolf spirit or it's not coyote. It's definitely wolf.
No, not so much because I've always lived on the water. So I've always been attached to like eel and whale and water. So this is the first time I've lived in the interior. So it's like a whole new snake and wolf.
Right.
So all new. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is now all new, right? So you've always been there, but you're not that version now. Now you're this version. And now you're walking on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And I do pick up like that wolf spirit, like just something that is here to guide you into a new way of being you. And I'm sure the water will call you back. Like there will be, it's hard not to be called back to the water, but who you will be the person that you need to be to show up in those places, in those times. Right now you are finding that person. You are becoming that person and you are creating her. And so the essence of your beautiful heart, you've got like an incredible heart. And sometimes that would get you in trouble because you want to give it to everybody. and you want to help everybody. And so you also have Archangel Gabriel that is kind of pushing you forward, even on the days you're saying, I don't want to, but you are being pushed forward and you're being guided forward. And love and blessings around relationship. So I don't know if you're already in that, relationship.
I mean, I believe I'm ready for a new relationship.
Yeah, because you are fully ready, and I got love and blessings in a relationship, and I just see this rainbow energy and bringing forth or bringing in a beautiful, like, and one that is in balance, like really, truly balances you and is a real, like, partnership. And you are ready. So,
yeah, because I've rescued enough. I've rescued, so I'm done with that part.
You are not rescuing nobody else. Just saying. You're not here to rescue. That is not happening. This person don't need rescuing. And neither do you. You need support. Yeah. And to be supported and to be loved. And that's the direction. And I feel like there is a happy ever after and some beautiful, you know, promotions and abundance. Like there's just an abundance of all things love and light that is coming your direction. Just being prepared for it with having an open heart. I am available. That's what you have to tell yourself. I am available now. And I hope somehow this all helps you, Anne, and that it resonates with you. And yeah, I look forward to the future of being able to answer another call and just hearing your voice on the other end and telling us some more about what's happening. Keep in touch.
I sure will. Thank you so much. That was
you are amazing. So welcome.
Everything you said on the show, of course, applies to everyone. So that it was great. All of it was wonderful.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
All right. I'll keep listening.
Keep in touch. We're in the final few moments. Do we have time for kind of just a message for the collective before you go into shameless self-promotion? We'll add some time.
Okay. I can do that. So we are we do have a lot of complexity that is happening. We have a lot of energy out there that sometimes that right now may feel like it's stinging. It may feel like wounds are opening up. It may feel like people and things of the past are coming back in. It is not. It is, you know, sometimes you're seeing it, but it's not coming in to interfere in our lives right now. What it's doing, it is coming in to remind us of how much we have actually done so that we can see that we are successful even on the days that we don't think we are. When we set the intention to be constantly saying that I am going to put my best foot forward into my life today, that I am walking away from certain energies. I am doing what I need to do in meditation, prayer, taking the deep breath, whatever it may be. And through that experience, you start to be able to recognize the things that you succeeded in, because we forget all of those crappy relationships of where you took a stand. You forget the person that you stood up to and just said, no, that's not happening. And those seem so mundane, but those are some of the biggest nuggets of really, truly coming home to who our authentic self really is. And those are the aspects of ourselves that we are being guided to abstract now, and to bring that part forward, to take those fragmented pieces of golden nuggets and allow ourselves to bring together a sense of wholeness, to step into a holiness within ourselves, to honor that self in such a beautiful way. And so awakening, you know, it's not about so much awakening, but opening up to the, that is illuminating from within, that warmth, that passion, that desire of our divine feminine, divine masculine, and finding that balance. So as we move forward with this full moon and into the following weeks to come, is to really acknowledge and celebrate how successful you really have been, areas of your life that you didn't even think it was such a big deal, that you didn't see that you were accomplishing something big for yourself that was a step forward, and bringing that forward with you, because that's what the guardians do for us. The guardians are constantly shining that light to remind us of those silver threads, and to take all of those threads and create that new tapestry of our lives. We unravel what doesn't serve us. We allow ourselves to thread back together the beautiful pieces to create a tapestry that becomes the cloak that we wear with love.
Beautiful.
And I hope that can help several people or a whole lot of people in the world as we shine that love and light in. So a clear intention. Invest wisely into you. That is the big message. Invest wisely into you now.
All right. Love it. I'm glad I asked. And shameless self-promotion. What have you got for us, Corey?
Oh, so I have so much that is happening. I have a couple workshops that are coming up that I am so excited about. I have a Rainbow Connection weekend online event that is happening, and it's happening the end of May. In June, I have a psychic awareness one-day class. These are happening on weekends, and you can go to my website, CoreyThorne.com, and you can sign up there. You can purchase your tickets right there. And I also have soon coming, and keep following, please go to my website and subscribe to my call list to get the knowing of when my second book is coming out, My Truth of Existing Beyond a Reflection. And also, if you want to purchase my first book, go to Amazon.com or Amazon.ca, or go directly to my website, and you can see all the links to wherever that book is available. And you can purchase the soft hard copy and the downloadable on Amazon. So I look forward to hearing more from everyone who is listening today and hearing back. Follow my website. You can also go to More Than Existing Academy. I have so many free meditations and stuff in there as well that may serve you, may work for you. And, oh, Monday evening, I have a healing circle that is happening, a healing circle and meditation for the full moon. It is in the flames and passionate desire of our divine feminine. And that you can also sign up for on my website. Just go to CoreyThorne.com. And join me in some amazing classes that I have coming up. I'm looking forward to it.
Wow, you do have lots going on. Awesome. Well, for those listening, Corey is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Looking forward to next time already, Corey. Have a great month.
You too. Thank you. And, yeah, look forward to being back next month. Have a beautiful week, everybody. Thank you.
Find Corey Thorne all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.